Blackstone Publishing presents When the Sky Fell on Splendor by Emily Henry. This book is read by Amara Jasper. For Jack, Sophia, Jill, Morgan, Nigel, and Nathan, who saved me back then. And for my brothers, you're like brothers to me. 1. The night of the crash started like most had that summer, with the six of us and one mouth-breathing border collie crammed into Remy's clunky Geo Metro, rumbling down Old Crow Station Lane. The mist was so thick it swallowed the headlights before they could reach the wall of corn on our right, or the woods leaning close on our left. And the moisture was hissing off the asphalt like oil in a pan. Handsome Remy was driving. He was the only one with a car. And Levi rode shotgun, scribbling notes on the script in his lap. Side by side, the two of them looked more like an oddball pairing from a John Hughes movie than cousins. Levi was a 6'3" online shopping addict and wannabe director with a style aesthetic we'd affectionately dubbed Technicolor Beach Boy and a coif of reddish hair. He was also brave enough to own a lot of hats. Remy, meanwhile, was on the shorter side of average with dark, wavy hair and a slim build he kept outfitted in three seasonal variations of a Canadian tuxedo he'd pieced together from thrift stores, then blown out skateboarding. Because the first colors of fall had sneaked into the leaves, he'd swapped out his basic denim jacket for the one with the wool collar. And as if despite him, Splendor Township was hotter than it had been all summer.
"What does everyone think of the ghost fart joke?" Levi asked, looking up from the script.
Sophia leaned around me to answer.
"I vote we cut it."
"Oh, do you?"
Nick teased from the far right side of the back seat.
"Do you vote that Supreme Court Justice Perez?"
Teasing was Nick's primary love language, but Sophia was an essentially perfect human. Beautiful, athletic, next year's likely valedictorian. So the only thing we had to tease her about was that when we'd met her in the 7th grade, she'd announced her intention to study law at Boston University. She rolled her eyes.
"Yes, Nicholas, that's my vote. Would you care to give yours, or are you part of the 43% of Americans who don't exercise their political voices?"
Nick shrugged and waved one of his thoroughly tattooed hands.
"Fine. The joke's garbage."
Droog, my family's near-geriatric dog, sat up in Nick's lap and licked his cheek as if to agree. Then she turned and stuck her head out of the window, effectively putting her speckled butt in the center of the car and our conversation. Levi frowned.
"Really? I thought it was solid comedy. Franny, what about you?"
"One of the rare situations where your bottomless font of optimism doesn't pay off," I said.
Levi adjusted his bright orange pork pie hat and looked to his cousin.
"What about you, handsome Remy?"
"I'd like to go on the record as still not a fan of that nickname,"
Remy said. The nickname had arisen when a girl in my art class stopped me in the hallway to say,
"You're friends with handsome Remy, right? Could you give him my phone number?"
Every couple of months, someone brought it back into popular use, usually Nick.
"Maybe you should have thought of that before you grew out those gorgeous dark locks."
Nick reached forward and flicked Remy's wool-lined collar.
"You're aware it's 900 degrees, right, dude? Are you aware this isn't an ICP concert inside a Hot Topic?"
Remy said.
"Oh,"
Levi crowed.
"Roasted. Roasted."
Nick crossed his tattooed arm over the metal band displayed on his black t-shirt, as if to lean in to Remy's jab.
"Sort of like what this weather's doing to handsome Remy's flesh under all that wool."
"Lovely, Nicholas,"